Coming from the shifter cart ranks into road racing, too. That's not really surprising because a lot of race car drivers do that. You see that in the Formula One ranks. You even see that in IndyCar ranks, too, that they come out of the shifter carts and transition to the road racing and then obviously get more horsepower along the way, too. So it's kind of a neat thing to see someone early on in their career there, and we'll be watching that name, Beth Crist. I think she'll be up in the Trans Am series competing probably with Amy Rubin probably in a couple of years. Maybe, you know, like she said, it all depends on financing and stuff. And it's always expensive to go road racing. It's always expensive to go any kind of racing, too. But I think she might be one to watch.
Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup racing today at 2:35. Yes, it is a doubleheader, so they're racing tomorrow as well at 1:35. Trans Am series runs 40 laps, 100 miles at 3:40 this afternoon, and then tomorrow at 2:35.
And, of course, we are at Brainerd International Raceway, and BIR Performance Driving School has been such an integral part of Speed Tech throughout the year, and Gary Curtis has really been just more than fantastic for us all year long, helping us out and just sponsoring the show and stuff like that. And I actually had a couple minutes to talk to Gary earlier this morning. Let's hear what Gary had to say.
Caught up with lead instructor at Brainerd International Raceway Performance Driving School, Gary Curtis. Gary, we've been looking forward to this event all year long, and it's going to be a fabulous event this weekend.
Yes, it is. The weather's perfect. We got a lot of cars here this weekend, a lot of spectators, and we'd welcome anybody that wants to come up. You're going to have a great time here this weekend.
And I noticed some of the drivers actually came up and took the Performance Driving School to get prepared for this event, too.
Absolutely. So we're training the pros as well as the rank amateurs and everything in between. So yeah, feel free to come up to our school and learn how to drive like these guys are driving today.
Last year, the event on Labor Day was a big event, and this year it seems to be a lot better, too. Just growing every year, and that's a great thing, and I know you're looking forward to even growing it more next year, right?
Absolutely. We added the MX-5, the Playboy MX-5 series, and a very exciting series this year. They've got a lot of cars. We've got all the top drivers in that series here this weekend. Also, the same thing with the Trans Am event. We also have the Spec Racer Pro and the Formula FE series as well. That's the open wheel series, so a lot of fun things to look at this weekend.
Yeah, and with the Trans Am series this year, the Trans Am 2 class is running with it as well, too, so you have two classes racing at the same time, a race within the race, actually. Makes it a lot more exciting to see a lot more cars out there, too.
Absolutely. You're going to see some different cars out there that you're not used to seeing out with the Trans Am cars, some Porsches and some other types of cars, and they're all racing on the track at the same time, so a lot of fun, a lot of things to get into and bring the whole family. We'd love to see it.
Jason and I have been talking a lot about the Performance Driving School, and how is that going this year? A lot of involvement and a lot of participation throughout the summer?
Yeah, we're up an awful lot from last year, and we had a great year last year, and we're doing things a little bit differently this year. We're running run groups, so we actually have an advanced group that we allow passing anywhere, and then we have also our intermediate and our novice groups, so the real fast cars aren't running with the real slow cars, that type of thing. So that's added a lot to our program as well.
Yeah, it was really exciting last year. Jason and I got a chance to do it, and boy, I learned so much about road racing. And I'll tell you, for a race fan that's probably listening to this show and thinking, road racing, I don't know if I should try it, I definitely recommend giving it a try because you learn so much. And it's things you could actually, you know, use a little bit on the road, not necessarily all the high-speed stuff, but the car control.
A little bit. A lot, man.
Well, not necessarily the high-speed stuff, but the car control.
No, and you everything really... but the high-speed stuff. In fact, I noticed that on your Facebook page, you had a picture of yourself with one of our driving suits on for a long, long time. So you must have been proud of it, right?
Yes, I was very proud of it, too. And especially the fact that when I tried driving the oval track stuff in the past, I always spun out. I get into a road racing car, and I didn't spin out at all. So I was very, very pleased at that and thinking, hey, maybe I should have started road racing a while ago.
Yeah, you didn't spin it. You just endoed it four or five times. Right? No, just kidding. Just kidding, everybody. No, you did a great job out there, and you came back with a huge smile on your face. So that was a good thing.
You know, that's the one thing I noticed, and I noticed between the drivers and even people the driving school. Everybody gets out of the car and goes, wow, that was a lot of fun. And that's what it is. And I know next year, of course, the driving school is going to get bigger and better as well, too, right?
Yeah, nobody gets out of that car and goes, yeah, that was all right. It's, you know, they're walking 10 feet off the ground. And so, yeah, it's an absolute blast, as you know. You can attest to that.
Definitely. Thanks a lot. And enjoy the weekend. And I know I'm going to have fun here, too. And I hope a lot of people come out and check out the racing.
Yeah, maybe you can talk one of the Trans Am guys into letting you drive their car, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. That's Gary Curtis.
Gary Curtis causing problems with Dean on the interview there. But that's okay. You got to keep him in line. I'm not able to keep him in line, so I'm glad that Gary is able to do that. Once again, Trans Am Series starting at 3:40 this afternoon, and also the Playboy Mazda MX-5 Cup at 2:35. Lots of action all day long, both here and at the drag strip. One ticket, $20, gets you in. It is a wonderful day both today and tomorrow. You know, we talked with Tony Ave saying, and we did prove that he is a Minnesota native, and of course he is leading the point standings, but also there's another Minnesota connection, and that's second place in points, Simon Gregg. His car is owned by Jim Durhaug. And also the car that's in fourth place, Doug Harrington, also owned by Jim Durhaug. And, of course, he is a longtime racer down in the Twin Cities, and he raced in the Trans Am Series forever down Raceway Park in Elko and all over Wisconsin as well. So he is a legend in short track racing as well. Jim Durhaug, you can go out and cheer for his car. Simon Gregg, second place in the point standings. He's got a chance. We're going to come back and talk NASCAR. We haven't done our NASCAR segment yet. We're going to do that after the short break. Check out our website, speedtalkon1360.com. Speedtalkon1360.com. Back after this.
Not sure what to get that special person in your life? Well, Brainerd International Raceway Performance Driving School has just the thing. Let them drive a real race car on a real race track. BIR Performance Driving School has a bunch of different gift certificates available, and it's sure to make your loved one's dream come true. A variety of packages include car and equipment, or you can bring your own car and see what it's got. Give them an experience they'll never forget. Visit them on the web at BIRperformance.com.
Gary, when is the next driving school?
I'm not sure. Do you know when it is?
You're supposed to know!
No, actually, our next one is the 12th of September, and then we've got another one on the 26th of September, and our final one of the season is October 3rd.
Awesome. Get more information by going to BIRperformance.com. BIRperformance.com. And come on up to Brainerd, because we're live here at the race course, at the road course, all day long, today and tomorrow. Lou Fegger's Racing Equipment has a complete line of hardcore racing products. For go-karts, they have a large selection of helmets and suits and safety equipment available in both kids and adult sizes. They also have Simpson car seats protecting the little ones in your family cruiser as you race down the freeway. Lou Fegger's Racing Equipment is a leader in the racing industry, from creating one of the first dirt-modified chassis to the latest in suspension parts. Lou Fegger's Racing Equipment is dedicated to personal service. Stop by and talk to Mike, Barb, and Sarah. Their quality products and 46 years of innovation are guaranteed to make you go fast on or off the track. Call them at 1-800-328-3618. That's 1-800-328-3618. Or go to loufeggersracing.com. That's loufeggersracing.com. Lou Fegger's Racing Equipment, located on Highway 12 in Delano. Stockholm Motorsports Park is the home of Minnesota's fastest rental go-karts and the Northland Regional Karting Association. Stockholm Motorsports Park is an awesome 40-acre facility in Cokato. This is a 0.65-mile, 14-turn asphalt road course. It's 26 foot wide with several key passing points. It provides an incredibly safe yet complete layout for racing. It has fast speeds, elevation changes, and bank corners. Without a doubt, the finest facility in the Upper Midwest. Stockholm Motorsports Park now offers arrive and drive go-kart rentals. Speeds over 50 miles an hour. They supply the kart, the suit, the helmet, and instruction. You just arrive and drive. The cost is only $15 per 8-minute test drive. It's perfect for birthday or bachelor parties. Go to StockholmKartingCenter.com, StockholmKartingCenter.com, or call 952-442-9200. That's 952-442-9200. Stockholm Motorsports Park on Highway 12 in Cokato.
Speed Talk on 1360. Dean and Jason talking racing 10 to 11 every Saturday morning on KRWC. And we are live at Brainerd International Raceway. And Jason, we usually start off the show talking about NASCAR. We've been talking about road racing the whole show. I suppose we better talk about some NASCAR news, right?
Well, I know there is another series that does run every once in a while. And they were actually at our favorite track of Bristol last weekend. Brad Keselowski, who would have thought it, got his third win of the year. He won it. Martin Truex Jr. second, even though some people say that Keselowski cheated. Jeff Gordon really? Was third. Jimmy Johnson fourth. Jamie McMurray fifth place.
Yeah, rounding out your top 10. Matt Kenseth in the sixth position. Denny Hamlin seventh. Ryan Newman in the eighth, Carl Edwards in ninth, and Marcus Ambrose, another good run for him, rounding out the top 10.
Other notables, Kyle Busch, 14th, Dale Jr., 16th, Kevin Harvick, 22nd, and, ooh, my right rear hurts, Tony Stewart got 28th. I don't have the sound effect.
I know, we didn't bring that along, did we?
Sorry.
You know, and we both thought Kyle Busch was going to win in that race, and really, he runs well at that track, just wasn't there for him at all. It just never seemed to be a very fast car at that racetrack last weekend.
No, but it was Jeff Gordon who pretty much dominated the race, but he didn't win it.
Yeah, exactly, and I thought he really deserved to win. He looked very strong the entire race, too, and another tip of the hat to Matt Kenseth, another good run, not exactly the finish he wanted, too, but it was an interesting race. Not quite as exciting as I normally expect from Bristol. I usually expect a little bit more drama, a little more excitement. I mean, it was a good race. It just wasn't as exciting as some of the other Bristol night races I've seen before.
Well, remember what I said last week? I said if these guys were smart, they wouldn't pit the last 100 laps. Well, the guys who only took two tires at the end ended up finishing first and second, and Brad Keselowski ended up having the perfect pit stall because he was right after the timing stripe. So after he did his pit stop, he just burned out of there going 50, 60 miles an hour passing these other guys on pit lane. Dean, why was that not speeding?
Well, because of the scoring loops on the racetrack and the location of the scoring loops, he just happened to time it out right in between. NASCAR came back this week and said, next time we go to Bristol, we are adding scoring loops, several of them around the track, so that won't happen again. He knew the rules. He knew how to play it just right, and sometimes that's what you have to do to win a race. And that time, he used the rule book and used the racetrack to his advantage.
Because his crew chief was smart enough to put him in that spot. He wasn't fast qualifier, so he didn't have first pick. Any of the other guys who qualified ahead of him could have taken that stall, but no, his pit crew was smart enough to pick the exact right spot, and they didn't do it early in the race. They waited for the last pit stop to butt ahead like that and win it. And so I think it's a great move and great for Brad Keselowski.
Yeah, he figured out how to do it. A little bit on the NASCAR news. No, it's not a lot of news this week, though, but there was big groundbreaking news.
Yeah.
You know, with all the Junior Nation fans there can rejoice again because Junior has re-signed through 2017, I believe, now. That's going to be quite a while now with Hendrick Motorsports.
Well, he signed a 5-year extension with Rick Hendrick. Remember Dale Jr., he was good at one time. Matter of fact, he has 18 Cup wins. There's a lot of real good drivers that we know nowadays who don't have 18 wins. So he was very good at one time. The thing is, when they went to the car tomorrow, it seems like it just fell off for him. And Rick Hendrick even admitted when he went to Hendrick Motorsports that they didn't have good chemistry as far as Junior and his crew chiefs, because there's multiple
crew chiefs. We could go through all those.
This year, he hooked up with Steve Letarte, who was a longtime crew chief for Jeff Gordon, and things have really clicked, and it looks like they've done well enough to deserve that extension.
Well, definitely has a fan support there, and no question he'll probably be the most popular driver once again. It would surprise me if he wasn't, that's for sure. Wait till Danica comes along. Then there might be a challenge for that position, I think, in the future.
Well, he only has one win, you know, Dale Jr. with Hendrick Motorsports, but he's been much more competitive now. And the thing is, they're showing signs. And who knows? You know, it looks like Steve Letarte is a cheerleader for Junior, and he's able to keep his emotions in the right spot. He's able to keep him motivated. And you know what? Junior's making about $18 million a year. Sure, I'll resign. Why not?
Yeah, moving right along because we got a few more NASCAR news and notes here to talk about, too. Kind of buried in the news this week, though, Kansas Speedway doing some improvements to the racetrack. Now they're going to run they have two races. They're going to run on April 22nd on the current existing course. Then they're going to tear things up, and they're going to increase the banking from 15 degrees to 20 degrees on this cookie-cutter track. Going to make it a little more racy, and it's going to be October 21st, the first time out on the new reconfigured Kansas Speedway. So that'll be interesting to see because those tracks are all about the same, the mile and a half tracks. And we always kind of say, yeah, they're all about the same and they're all not that exciting. Adding a little more banking in, it's going to make that one a lot more exciting too.
Cool. You know, and they have two races a year now because Sprint is headquartered there in Kansas, and so it makes sense.
NASCAR Series moves to Atlanta this weekend, and I got a chance to watch the truck race last night. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch any of that. It was kind of exciting. A lot of guys up near the front, and I thought maybe it was going to be Clint Bowyer winning the race. He had definitely the dominant truck. Late in the going, though, some pit stop decisions were made. Ron Hornaday, running about 17th, decided not to pit. He finished the race just ahead of Clint Bowyer to win. Ron Hornaday was on laps that, or he had 50 laps on his tires, and Clint Bowyer had about 15 laps on his tires. So it was the last few laps, with lots of drama, as he was several seconds behind Bowyer was, and he was finished only about 2 seconds behind by the time the checkered flag waved. So it was a tire strategy at Atlanta for the truck series.
Yeah, you know, and Nationwide Series is running there too, and it's a great track. It really is. You know, they only have one race a year, so this is a big deal now.
And, of course, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series running a Sunday night race. It's kind of interesting to see and hear me say that. Sunday night race, the race tomorrow night. And they've had some practice. They only had one practice yesterday, and they have some practice and qualifying later on today, too. And I suppose we should start talking about who we want to pick. I know I looked at the practice times from the first practice, and no surprise, the guy who's been the hottest guy in NASCAR lately, Brad Keselowski, leading the pack there in practice number one for the NASCAR Sprint Cup guys. We have to start thinking about picks. This is normally where we'd bring in Jordan Bianchi, and he would interject about his pick.
Well, I have it.
And he sent you the pick. Who did he pick?
Kind of a surprise to me, but he took Denny Hamlin.
And that is a surprise to me, too, because Denny has not been having a great year this year. Of course, a track like this is kind of his kind of track. He runs normally well at it. If we're going to see anything good from Denny Hamlin, we're going to see it this weekend at this track. If not, you can pretty much write him off the rest of the season because I don't think he's going to be making a lot of waves after this weekend.
When I think of Atlanta, I think of Kasey Kahne. I really do. You know, I mean, runs good there no matter who he's driving for. He has two wins there, and he's always up in the top five. So he's a good sneak pick. Jimmy Johnson has three wins there at Atlanta. Tony Stewart has three wins. He won last September. Who other guys? Maybe Jeff Gordon has four wins there. Dale Jr., he actually even has a win there. Some other guys that are fast. Carl Edwards has three wins at Atlanta. Kurt Busch has won two of the last four. So there's lots of options. Even Juan Pablo Montoya has good top fives there every single race.
Well, I'm going to go with the guy who nearly won last week, and I think he's been having a banner season. He's having one of his better seasons than he had in the last several, and I've got to go with Jeff Gordon. I think Jeff Gordon, as you just mentioned, he's won several times on this track previously. He runs very well at this type of racetrack, having an awesome season so far. I'm going with Jeff Gordon this weekend.
Wow, that's a good pick. You know, I mean, yeah, he's been red hot as of late, so why not? You know, go with the Wonder Boy.
Yeah, so that leads us to you. And, of course, I'll throw this in here, too. It's a concrete track. And that might lead you to maybe what my second pick would be, Carl Edwards. Are you going to go with Carl Edwards this week?
I will not go with Carl Edwards, even though that he has two top fives in the last four races at Atlanta. I am going to go with, this is a bit of a surprise, Kyle Busch.
Ooh, yeah. And, you know, Kyle does well on those type of tracks as well, too, but we haven't really seen anything of dominance at Atlanta, but you're never off when you can go with Kyle Busch, that's
for
sure.
The thing is, he's running for $1 million. Because if he's in that $1 million showdown, Paul Menard, Marcus Ambrose, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch are all running for $1 million. If any of those people win, they will get $1 million for themselves, for their charity, and for a fan. So Kyle Busch, you put up $1 million in front of him, he's going to go get it. And he won there in September of 08, so he can win at this track. I'm going to take the shrub to win this weekend.
Well, that's good, too. And I have to admit, I would definitely looked at him as one of my possibilities, too. And the other one, I just mentioned his name. He's been fast. He's been running well and winning a lot of races. Brad Keselowski. Don't be surprised if you see that blue deuce up near the front this weekend as well.
Well, we've had a real good time up here at Brainerd. We're going to hang out throughout the afternoon. You're probably going to come up to the race again tomorrow, too. So we encourage everyone to come up to the road course up in Brainerd. It is a fantastic time. Trans Am Series, Mazda Series, it is great. So it was great to talk to all those drivers, and we had a wonderful time doing it.
Yeah, I want to thank Gary Kurz, who's sitting right next to us here, for being such a great host and a great sponsor of our show, too, and providing us all the information we need to do this show from up here.
Yep. Everyone, check out our website. We'll have more information on the Trans Am race throughout the weekend. So go to speedtalkon1360.com, speedtalkon1360.com. Brought to you by Performance Driving School at Brainerd International Raceway, Stockholm Motorsports Park in Cokato, Raceway Park in Shakopee, and Lou Fager's Racing Equipment in Delano. I'm Jason.
And I'm Dean. And we'll see you at the track.